This is Ozarks at Large. Friday, a significant patch of land in northern Benton County will be formally dedicated as the Devil's Eyebrow Natural Area. The land borders the Indian Creek arm of Beaver Lake and includes a high selection of biodiversity. Researchers who've studied the area say there are more than 500 plant species, including about 25 that are listed in the category State Conservation Concern, and at least five of which are considered to be of global concern. Chris Colclasure is the director of the Arkansas Natural Heritage Commission and is with me from his office in Little Rock to help explain the significance of the Devil's Eyebrow and Friday's dedication. Chris, welcome to Ozarks at Large.
Thanks for having me.
First, let's talk about this land. I mentioned the biodiversity. This is a rich stretch of what I guess we could call natural Ozark territory, right?
It is, and it's interesting because it's actually been studied since the 20s and 30s. It was an area that was of interest to botanists in the state, and they would go there to collect plant specimens that you couldn't find anywhere else. And then over time, even our agency, or an entity to prelude our agency, was interested in it, and it's actually incorporated in a 1974 natural areas plan where the site is documented as having rich biological diversity. So it's always been of interest to the botanical world, and it's just recently become available, and we were able to consolidate funds and work with partners to try to acquire the property on behalf of the state.
I know that the at least five plants that are considered of global concern, it's interesting to preserve them, but just the names alone, Mackenzie's Wild Rye, Church's Wild Rye, and my favorite, Ozark Corn Salad.
Yes.
Those are some great names.
And most of these plants, the interesting thing about Devil's Eyebrow is because there's so much relief, you have some very, high relief with the glades and the bluffs and hilltops. And then as you go down into the very rich and moist stream bottoms, you have a lot of variation, geology, temperature. And so that's why we see so much plant diversity there. And most of the plants that occur there are glade species or bluff species. And just that sort of habitat type, there's not as much of it left, or if it is, it's been highly degraded, either in the absence of fire, it's been covered in cedars, or has just been totally used in a different manner. So to find a piece that's intact, like Devil's Eyebrow, is a rare opportunity, and it's significant because it houses all these rare species.
How was the property gained?
Well, we actually started working on it back in 2010, doing just some preliminary investigations, going back through our records. The Natural Heritage Commission houses all of the rare species records for the state, so we track all the rare plants and animals. We do a lot of inventory, because if you're going to conserve the natural diversity of the state, you have to know what's rare and what's not. So we started with just going back and looking at all of our records. And then after that, we started doing inventory trips with permission from the landowners. And then over time, just working through the negotiation process, we actually asked that the Nature Conservancy step in and buy it on our behalf and hold it till we could consolidate all of the needed funding. And that's where we were working with the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission and folks like the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation and Walmart, until we could consolidate enough funds to make an acquisition.
So what will the future of this natural area be? Will the public be allowed to see part of it? How will that work?
Yes. One, it will be incorporated into the Game and Fish Commission's Wildlife Management Area system, and it will be a unit of the Beaver Lake Wildlife Management Area, which is a cooperative project between the Game and Fish Commission and the Corps of Engineers. This will be, like I said, a separate unit, over 1,900 acres that will be available. That regulation process as far as public hunting and all of that is ongoing right now, so that will be finalized moving towards the summer. As far as the public and just going to visit, we will have a parking area, which is where we will be having the dedication ceremony this Friday. And over time, we will work on trails and things of that nature to allow the public more access. Right now, there are several historic roads that are on the property that were used by the previous landowners. So those can be used as ways to funnel the public in and out of the property. But we have greater plans moving on into the future as far as trails.
Finally, I've been told that this is a great place in the winter to go see bald eagles. Is that true?
That is true, and I have personally not been there to see them, but it is one of the favorite spots just by talking to locals and neighbors and even some of our partners at the Corps. The Indian Creek arm of Beaver Lake is a very popular place to go watch eagles roost, and they roost in and on the property that we have just acquired. So I know that the locals were excited for us to be able to acquire it and keep it in its natural state, so that, one, the eagles won't be disturbed and that people can still go there and enjoy that magnificent bird.
Chris Koclasier is the director of the Arkansas Natural Heritage Commission. He'll be participating in the official dedication of the Devil's Eyebrow Natural Area Friday morning. Chris, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
One day, Sugata Mitra took a computer and he stuck it in a wall in a neighborhood in New Delhi.
Just to see what would happen if I gave a computer to children who never would have one, didn't know what the internet was.
And the results? Well, in 9 months, those kids
would reach the same standard as an office secretary in the West.
Untaught learning, next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR.
The TED Radio Hour, Sunday at noon on KUAF.